All right, it is 5:30 on Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'd like to welcome everybody to a regular scheduled meeting of the Monclova Township Board of Trustees. If you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you for all coming out tonight. Wish you all had a good, safe holiday season. Put on a couple pounds, like I did. This is our organizational meeting tonight, so we got to get to hear all the boards and appointments and different things that the township is involved with. So, but first of all, I'll make a are there any additions or corrections to our minutes of our last meeting on December 15th and our special meeting on December 31st? No. All right, then I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Second by Laux. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
All right. So with our organizational item, last year I was the chairman of the Board of Trustees. Former trustee Vickery was the vice chair. I've served in the role as chair for the previous 2 years, and historically we have rotated amongst us amongst the trustees on a regular basis, unless for a particular reason they did not wish to serve as chair.
Right, and we kind of ran into that spell that it wasn't somebody willing to serve. So you served for the last 3 years, Chuck as chair, and you've done a great job. We appreciate it. But I would be willing to step up. Debbie, I'm not sure how you feel about this conversation.
Yeah.
So maybe vice chair.
So I'll make a motion then to approve Trustee Barbara Lang for chairperson and Trustee, do you prefer Stevens Laux or just Laux?
Stevens Laux.
Okay, Debbie Stevens Laux as vice chair for 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
All right, I'll just kind of...
Yeah, just run through them, right?
All right, I move to establish the meeting times for the Board of Trustees 2026 meetings as 4:45 for the working session and 5:30 for the general sessions, in concert with the meeting dates previously established by this board on October 6, 2025. Exceptions and special meetings will be duly posted in accordance with the Baha'i Revised Code.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. I authorize to move the Township Administrator to act on contracts as the signature for said documents that are approved by the Monclova Township Board of Trustees.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
I move to adopt Resolution 01052026-01, declaring the intent to sell property by internet auction.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
And just information, if there's a website out there called govdeals.com, it's just like eBay, but it's all government, schools, cities, fire trucks, desk, you name it. It's all government. There's even handguns out there from police departments at time to time. But I move to adopt Resolution 01052026 to appoint Township Law Director and approve the contract of employment.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Laux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Yes. I move to approve the Township inventory list as submitted by the fiscal officer.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
I authorize to move the fiscal, to authorize the fiscal officer, the administrator, the fire chief, and the assistant fiscal officer to communicate authorization of tax exempt status for vendors.
Second. Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. I can go. I move that the mileage reimbursement be established in accordance with the IRS publication and be adjusted to those publications and be adjusted as those publications are made available, and that mileage reimbursement includes compensation for township officials while on township business per the Ohio Revised Code, effective January 1st.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Lyon?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
I move to allow for all necessary and reasonable expenses for trustees and fiscal officers to attend all conferences and township association meetings, state and local government conferences and activities, Lucas County Township Association activities, and to allow for all necessary reasonable expenses for the administrative, fire, and maintenance staff to attend these approved conferences. This includes reasonable meals for elected officials and township employees upon submission of an itemized receipt, which will include a tip up to 18%. Alcohol is not reimbursable.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Lang?
The next is our TEMACOG membership, and I want to suggest that they've done a great job with their economic development strategy. I was hoping we could ask TEMACOG to provide some individualized information from that strategy, and I'll get it to you, Harold. So
yeah, I spoke it to Director Spang there. She would welcome that to speak to.
I would love her to speak about some specifics related to Monclova Township. So again, I'll give it to all of you, but I am in support of the membership. They're doing good work for our entire community. So I move to approve membership in the Toledo Metropolitan Area and Council of Governments at the invoiced amount of $9,647.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
I move to authorize payment from the Township Treasury, the dues of the Lucas County Township Association, and the Ohio Township Association for 2026, including subscription to the Ohio Township News for the trustees and fiscal officers, and also pay the 2026 membership, associate membership fee for the Township Administrator, Administrative Assistant, Assistant Fiscal Officer, Fire Chief, Maintenance Superintendent, Law Director, Director, as well as interested individuals on the Boarding Zone of Appeals and Zoning Commissioner, Zoning Commission, as approved by the Township Administrator.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Laux?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
So it was listed Law Director, so I think all associate members get the magazine, so let's make sure she's an associate member this year. Mm-hmm. I move to authorize the fiscal officer to place temporary appropriations and funds as needed in various accounts retroactive to January 1st of this year.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
I move to approve electronic funds for payroll and other reoccurring bills that come due between trustee meetings. All such payments will be formally included at the next trustee meeting after payment.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes. The next is a contribution to the Lucas Soil and Water Conservation, which is a resource for residents seeking assistance. It's about our watershed, and it does good work. It's unique and vital, and I think very worthy to protect our watershed, and this group does that, so I'm happy to approve $1,400 to the Lucas Soil and Water Conservation for 2026. This money will be used to accomplish state funds match up to 89%.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Debbie, you want to keep going? I do want to note, you don't have to, I can do it, or Chuck can.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to note on salaries, which we're doing next, that the trustees' salaries will be different. So if you're looking at our check record, our trustee salaries won't all be the same.
But our salaries are set by the Ohio legislature, not by ourselves.
Right. Yes.
So I move to adopt the Board of Trustees compensation salary as provided by the Ohio Revised Code.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Laux?
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
I move to authorize the purchase of medical, dental, vision, and life insurance for all full-time employees and elected officials, and that the premiums are made from the Township Treasury for coverage in 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Lange. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
Lux.
Yes.
I move to authorize payment for the Mount Clover Township Zoning Commission at a rate of $95 per meeting, as paid by independent contractors and not Township employees.
Second.
Seconded by Lange. On the motion, Lux.
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. I move to authorize reimbursement for the members of the Board of Zoning Appeals at a rate of $95 per meeting, to be paid as contractors and not as Mount Clover Township employees.
Seconded by Lux. On the motion, Lange.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lux.
Yes.
I move to name the fiscal officer and the township administrator to represent the township interest at the Tax Incentive Review Council for 2026.
Seconded by Lux. On the motion, Lux.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
Okay, our next appointment is for the representative for the Historical Foundation. Trustee Vickery was the township representative last year for the board, and I think she covered pretty much the whole year, didn't you, Julie? So, ready to jump in the fire?
I'll try
to. Okay.
I'll take that one on.
All right, I move to nominate Trustee Laux as to serve as the township resident on the Mount Clover Historical Foundation for 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Lange. On the motion, Lange.
Yes.
Laux.
Yes.
Herschel.
Chuck, as we go through these appointments, can I just suggest that the JEDS, the Lucas, the Economic Development, the Lucas County Economic Development Council, and the PEMACOG all be you, sort of focused on economic development. So that means I, plus they like the chair to be the Lucas County Health Department, so I can do the Lucas County Health Department. Unless you want to do the Lucas County Health Department.
No, it's twice a year or something.
Okay.
I move to nominate Trustee Barbara Lange as representative for the Lucas County Health Department District Advisory Board for 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Lange. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Bubs.
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
All right. I move to nominate Chuck Herschel to serve on the Lucas County Economic Development Committee for a period of 2 years from the state 2000 until December 31st, 2027.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Herschel.
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
Laux.
Yes.
And I move to appoint Trustee Herschel as the representative for Mount Clover Township at the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments General Assembly for 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Laux.
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes. I move to appoint Township Administrator Grimm as the Lucas County 911 Regional Council of Governments Administrative Technical Advisory Committee representative for 2026.
Second.
Seconded by Laux. On the motion, Lange.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Laux.
Yes.
And then also we have a two individuals elected for the 2026 Volunteer Firefighters Dependency Board.
They were.
Fortunately, what the Volunteer Firefighters Dependent Fund Board is in the, hopefully we never have to have this event where a firefighter would lose their life in the line of duty, that this committee meets to take care of affairs for the township and that. So the historically there's been two representatives from the Board of Trustees on the committee and one member from the general public.
We had two firefighters are elected by the department. The board elects two legislative officials, and then the four will meet before the end of the month of January and appoint the citizen member.
Okay. So, are you willing to sit? Yeah, I don't have a problem sitting there as well.
Okay.
So I move to authorize Trustee Laux and Trustee Herschel to serve as the legislative authority on the 2026 Volunteer Firefighters Dependency Fund Board.
Second.
Seconded by Lange. On the motion, Laux.
Yes.
Herschel.
Yes.
Lange.
Yes.
And then we have
so let's appoint her and we'll...
Okay. So we have two individuals. The Monclova Township has a joint economic development zone with the city of Maumee and the city of Toledo. There are 9 members on this board, 3 members from each committee, and we have in even years 2 individuals for service. Currently it's Trustees Lang and Wendy Gramza, whose terms are up.
Gavin Pike also serves, but
and his is in the odd year.
Yeah. So it would be you and Wendy, and if Wendy doesn't want to serve, we'll touch base on that subject again.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to make the motion? Did you already make it?
No.
I move to appoint Wendy Gramza and Chuck Herschel to the JEDZ Board of Directors for the years 2026 and 2027.
Second.
Seconded by Lux on the motion. Lang?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes. All right.
Yeah, thank you. That takes us to correspondence. We had 2 pieces of correspondence and we took care of it in our organizational meeting with Tina Cog and Lucas County Soil and Water. I would also add that so people are able to speak tonight that we had a couple of pieces of data center emails come through. The fiscal officer is not here tonight. We paid bills on the 31st, and he does not have a report to present. We have no old business or new business, so that takes us to the township administrator's report.
Can I just comment for a second briefly?
Sure.
We did, we received a couple of emails from residents about our agenda that's published online, and we're going to try to get a little more descriptive. Usually our Kathleen, the administrative assistant here in the office, she wants to finalize the agenda by Wednesday. The department heads' reports aren't due to us until noon on Friday. So on some action items, you know, that Harold or Chief Holmick or Superintendent Holland may have, may not make it to the agenda. So we're going to try to get a little more descriptive in our agendas that are posted online. So there could be an agenda online posted on Wednesday. There may be another online edition of our agenda posted on Friday, depending on action items as they come for us.
Yeah, we appreciate the input. Again, that takes us to Harold has a couple of action items, so in the future we'll see those action items on the agenda. Same goes for you, Chief. You occasionally have action items and they'll be put on there. Great.
Really, the only thing I need formal action on, you've taken care of Gov Deals and the law director. So the last item is our highway system mileage certification. Each year, we're asked to certify our highway system mileage to ODOT. Last year, we certified 65.882 miles as of December 31st, 2024. And we've received the 2025 list from the county engineer's office. They've added 0.997 miles to our road system, which includes 0.248 miles in Crimson Hollow, 0.231 miles in Stonegate, 0.348 miles in Stony Creek, and 0.134 miles of River Fork Drive. So we need to certify responsibility for a total of 66.879 miles of public roads as of December 31st, 2025.
And just a reminder, so these are basically township roads or the neighborhood roads. So roads like Monclova Road, Stitt, Eber, some of the other major East Salisbury, East-West roads are county roads. We do have 2 state highways, 20A or Maumee Western, and then Airport Highway. So that 66.879 miles is just the neighborhood streets.
And for the most part.
and our maintenance guys will tell you over 100 cul-de-sacs. Just as they're finishing the snow plow, they just, yeah. So I'll make a motion to certify that Monclova Township is responsible for maintaining 66.879 miles of public roads as of December 31st, 2025.
Seconded by Lux. On the motion, Herschel?
Yes.
Lux?
Yes.
Lane?
Harold, can you touch base on Republic Services rate adjustment?
Sure. Absolutely. You need to sign one of those two ones. Yes, the contract between Republic Services and Lucas County Solid Waste Management District calls for predetermined price increases each year, as well as an adjustment to the number of residential units based on the actual number certified to the auditor the previous September. So our 2025 monthly invoices were based on a fixed unit price of $16.44 and a quantity of 5,453 for a total $89,647.32 each month, or $1,075,767.84 for the year. The 2026 invoices will be based on a fixed unit price of $17.26, that's in the contract, and in a quantity of 5,511 for a total of $95,119.86 a month, or $1,141,438.32 for the year. There is an allowance in the contract for price adjustments for fuel costs if they escalate beyond $4 a gallon or decrease below $2.25 a gallon, but those have to be handled as that happens because there's no way to predict that. So basically, our waste collection special assessment that everybody has on their real estate taxes will generate $618,995 this year, leaving $522,442 to be paid from the general fund.
Harold, do you know of another township in the area that provides garbage service payment?
There
we used to
not.
Be the only.
We still are. Mm-hmm. We still are.
The other thing I wanted you to touch on was the My Monclova app. There's still room to grow, but we've done really well.
I think so. As of December 29th, there have been 2016 iOS downloads or Apple downloads and 700 Android downloads. In addition to that, the app has been accessed 1,314 times through the website by users who have not downloaded the app to their device. So the app is being used.
Any questions for Harold?
No, just I guess one of the, since we have a very good turnout tonight, one of the action items, and Harold, do you want to maybe talk about the, is everyone aware of the spotted lanternfly?
Yes.
The invasive species, the see it, squash it, bug.
Yes.
That there's Amy Stone, who is our contact with the Ohio State University Extension for the Northwest Ohio. There is a grant deadline to help us control these here, and you know. Just out of curious show of hands, if anybody's had encounters with the, or even know what a spotted lanternfly is, yeah. So.
I was not aware, but apparently there's an invasive plant called Tree of Haven, or Tree of Heaven, rather, that is a host tree that the lanternflies like to plant their egg masses on, so... this grant is basically to eliminate the Tree of Heaven. So I've asked Doug to take a look and see if we have a lot of those growing in the township. I'm not aware, but we're going to take a look at that and see.
Great, thank you. We do have an executive session tonight to discuss personnel issues. Speaking of that, we need to get the reviews all started, so we're not doing it, you know, in June. So let's get that process started as well, which will require many executive sessions. So I'm bringing it up now so you all know when we're going into executive session, it's to talk about employees.
Performance reviews, annual performance reviews for our department heads and our administrators.
But before we do that, I am happy to take public comment or questions as it relates to the agenda. And we've had people sign up. I do ask that you come to the podium and state your name and address. And last time, it sort of made sense to me that you could stand where you were. But I got complaints that people who aren't here but watch us didn't know who was talking or where they were or couldn't hear as well. So I need you to come up to the podium. I can't wave that or other people will yell at me. So I'm going to start with Diane Stroshine.
Yes, it's me again. Okay. Obviously, I'm going to talk on data centers. I brought some new points, different ones than I did last time I was here. Negative data centers related news is everywhere. This should make you wonder why it's so much in the media. Why is, you know, and these are the whys that I thought of, is why is there a massive resistance by residents nationwide and worldwide? Why are data center projects being put on hold and or canceled? Why is media standing up with reputable studies and articles from universities, newspapers, social medias, and TV? Why are we seeing long-term effects from them? There are environmental concerns, sound, light, water, air, health concerns. It's not healthy for humans, let alone our animals. And why are NDAs and secrecies being used? If data centers were so good, why would they not shout it from the rooftops? And my next topic I wanted to touch on is how do we, the residents, get data centers consistently on the township meeting agenda? Why is it necessary? Only agenda items are in the document and meeting minutes. We need everybody in the community to hear what us residents that are concerned are hearing, and they don't hear it if it's not in the minutes. So if we could put it into the minutes, because it's an agenda item, then it would help educate the residents, and they can make their own decision on if it's good or bad.
Excuse me. And I just need clarification. You're asking why your comments aren't in the minutes?
Right.
Your comments are in the minutes. You're being recorded right now.
But they're not in the printed minutes.
We don't record every word in the printed minutes.
Okay. But we need some way to get this information and concerns that a lot of us are bringing forward to get the rest of the residents to hear them and weigh in on them so that we have a consensus from all of the residents. So we need a way to get that information out to them. Okay. And then, interesting, today went up on the website and, why are the minutes and videos missing from the township site? The audio from December 5th, general and working session, is missing, and the minutes from December 1st and December 15th are missing from the site. They were there a few days ago. Now they're gone.
Thank you.
Okay. That's actually my responsibility, so I'll check in on that.
Okay.
A lot of it is just a conversion from end of year over, but I was on it today, and I didn't notice that, but I'll take a look.
Okay, please do. Thank you. This is important to your residents, which are your constituents. Another thing, this threat, the DCs are a threat, and if it's not now, it will come, and we will need to be prepared. We need to strengthen our conditional use documents with strong restrictions on light, sound, setbacks, generators. Also, massive fines for non-compliance and escrow money to reclaim the land when they're no longer useful. Because a lot of things in the news, and this is not just the social media stuff that flies around, but from people that are in the know, they're saying that they're throwing such light fines at these data centers that they go, yeah, we're not going to meet the sound limitations, but they'll fine us a couple of thousands, and we've got billions. Who cares? So we need to, you know, get those things into our documents. And then we have the power to save my Clovis way of life, and it is a revered way of life that we love. And if we don't act, and if we don't get you guys to act in our best interests, you are, oh, I wish I could say it nicer, you are effing around, I'm sorry, but that's as nice as I could get, with our lives. And we don't like it. We moved out here for a nice, comfortable, quiet life. If we wanted commotion, we move into the city of Toledo. We love it out here as it is. Okay, and then also what we would like is we would like you to issue a 12-month moratorium to seriously work to protect the community. Modify the conditional use documents to make this area not desirable. Yeah. Require longer times to approve permits and study them closely. Work with Maumee, Waterville, White House, other townships, etc. The residents in the surrounding areas are banding together to stop this. Our leaders should be working with us, not against us. And again, respectfully, remember, we are your bosses.
Thank you.
Wait, one last thing. As I said before, keep in mind, what legacy are we leaving to our children and grandchildren? And remember why this is the fastest growing community in the area. And again, please be our heroes.
Thank you for listening. Marilyn Campbell, 7215 Longwater Drive in Waterside. I understand that no individual trustee can speak for the entire board, as decisions are made by executive session and during your board meetings. You don't, well, during your own private meetings.
No decisions.
You don't
this
speak.
Is the only place we can make decisions.
All right. Well, you speak as a board. You don't speak as an individual.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So I'm not addressing you as your role as a trustee, but as fellow residents of Muncova Township.
Okay.
In that role, your personal opinion as a resident matters when making decisions that impact all of us in the township. I have a question to ask each of you. If I know your first names, Debbie, as a resident of Muncova Township, not as your position as a trustee, are you for or against a potential data center build in Muncova Township?
Debbie, this is your first meeting. Feel free to answer. But we've addressed that question here. I can't take my hat as trustee off and say, hey, I'm against apartments. And then when the apartment person comes in and tries to build apartments, they sue us because I've stated I'm against apartments. So I cannot come out just being your neighbor. I mean, maybe if I was sitting across your fence, I could. But I'm sitting at this desk being your trustee.
Okay.
So...
So,
again,
if you don't mind, I'd like to ask each of you, you're welcome to give that as your response. But I'd like to ask each
and,
of you.
And
that
really,
same
we're
question.
Just listening to comments today. So I will let this go. I'll let you ask the question. But that's not how this works. We just listen. Debbie, so I am now putting you on the spot, and I apologize.
I will answer, maybe not directly the way you're asking it.
Right.
I am not anti-data center. I do believe there's a lot better places for one to go than we talked about location.
Right.
But my personal opinion will never be a part of this. It is always going to be what's best for the residents, act on their behalf, on their will,
right.
And unless it's agreeable to
I understand the position that I just put you all in, but I would like to have this on the record so that I have asked the question and I get the answer from each of you as to how you feel personally. And if it's something you can't respond to personally, then that's recorded. Chuck?
No, I'm not either for or against currently. You know, we are walking a very fine line that the rumored site of a potential data center, you know, if it's not a data center, that the property could, you know, with a successful application, be annexed into a neighboring community. You know, my primary goal is to protect the interests of my Clova Township. You know, so what does that look like? The research that I've done on data centers is evolving as we speak. You know, some of the conditions that Diane spoke about, it's purely hypothetical. How can we put conditions on something we don't even have an application for? You know, there's so much information and disinformation out there. It's hard to say that, you know, I've seen things about, you know, underground data centers, you know, with props growing over top of them. It's like, well, gee, what's wrong with that? You know, that's something, you know, is that the devil incarnate? You know, is that Poe data center? Is that Anakin? You know, I don't know. You know, we're in a position that we have to protect the interest of how many of your garbage cans are we picking up for Harold? 5,500 households, 5,511 households in my Clova Township, and 16 plus thousand residents. So what is beneficial for all? So I'm not either for or against. I'm for my Clova Township, like I said. You know, it's kind of like eating your spinach when you're a kid. It's like, well, you don't like it, but you got to eat it to starve. Well, if a data center is going, you know, out of the airport or on off of Stitt Road or wherever it may be, is that better than losing the property to Swan Township or the city of Maumee or another municipality where we don't have any control? You know, I don't know.
Could there be some kind of a commitment? Maumee is investigating a moratorium tonight. And if they were to pass a moratorium, Waterville Township pass a moratorium, Waterville City pass a moratorium.
Life would be very different. Would be very different.
I mean, we're currently negotiating an
add. A moratorium?
Yeah.
Would we then put that on the agenda for a moratorium in Montgomery Township if all of that were to happen?
I mean, our law director, and I can't get into contract language, we're discussing how we can protect that property over on Stitt Road from annexation so we don't have more areas like the red losing to Maumee. You know, and a lot of folks I know, and I've told this before, we got 600 plus houses in Waterside. My mother lives in Waterside. I have some friends that a lot of friends that live in Waterside. You know, that property directly south is Maumee, and as much as we'd like to work with them, they can, you know, flip us the bird. And if absolute worst case scenario, if the property in blue was to be annexed, I don't want this to happen here because that impacts more residents, the Fallen Timbers neighborhood, the Rutherford neighborhood, all the other houses up and down Stitt and Waterville, Montclova. I don't want that to happen. So I'm not either for or against. I'm what's best for the township. And what does that look like going forward? It's a changing parabola every time. Probably not the answer you're looking for, but you know, but there's a lot of things that we can do. And
so what I'm getting out of all of that is that if we can put the pressure on Maumee, Waterville Township's already have a moratorium, if Maumee will then follow through with the moratorium, you're telling me that you will...
Well, I'm not opposed to a moratorium. I will say that. What I am opposed to is the annexation.
Right. But if they're going to do a moratorium, there's no benefit for anyone asking to be annexed into Maumee if they can't sell
The moratorium does not stop annexation.
No, but there wouldn't be any benefit if they're not able to build on it.
Correct.
If Maumee does a moratorium, it doesn't matter if we do or not. It solves our problem with a moratorium because nobody is using that site alone.
Mm-hmm.
So you're all set. And Diane mentioned we're working against you. all we're doing is working for the township nonstop. So you see it completely differently than I do, Diane. I haven't stopped working for the township in the last 20 years.
I mean, the...
That's why it looks like it does.
The conditional use permit that we put in place last May, it's been already seven months already.
Yes.
It actually gives us a much stronger position than our commercial zoning because there's things like building height, setbacks, water discharge, lighting, landscaping, all these things, you know, like we do with solar fields, that we can have them put a bond in issue so if 15 years the building's vacant, you got money there to tear it down. There's all these things that we can put in condition as a conditional use that we can't put or don't have the teeth, per se, in our traditional commercial or industrial zoning.
Well, the conditional use, if you still are using that position that they can just ask to be annexed into Maumee, what good is our conditional use if they can be annexed into Maumee and they don't have to worry about
it? Might be no good.
Use?
Might be no good.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. We would hope, you know, in Maumee, from what I understand, and that their conditional use is going through is, you know, it was zoning, or sorry, data centers were permitted and the zoning there was there, and they have since changed it to a conditional use, and that's going through the legislative process with Maumee City Council. From my understanding, the second hearing is tonight.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it sounds like they're, you know, wanting to get more teeth in their zoning language to manage these things rather than just blanket industrial or commercial zoning. I don't know. I've met one of the incoming city councilmen with Maumee, and you know their biggest thing right now is, you know, water and sewer. Their people are paying $200 a month for, you know, two people, retirees living in a house with, you know, 5,000 gallon minimum water. They're trying to keep their water and sewer rates down. So they have a challenge amongst them themselves, and I would hope that they're not overwhelmed by the promise of dollars. Let's do what's right for both communities and come up with something that protects all of our residents.
Well, I don't want to keep your other speakers from being able to speak, so thank you.
It's Terry Deaton.
I'll pass, thank you.
Okay. Rusty Shackleford. Rusty?
I yield my time.
Okay. John Langevin? Did I get that wrong?
Correct.
No, you got it right.
Perfect. I'm John Langevin. I live on 7717 Tournament Drive, which is in the Fallen Timber subdivision. Good evening. I have three items for consideration. First, the zoning resolution that is on the Monclova Township website appears to be a 2020 version that was used as a draft and has numerous red additions and strike-throughs. I had to go to the City of Toledo website to get a 2023 version of the Monclova zoning resolution. I respectfully ask someone to update the township website so that it provides a link to the current zoning regulations. Second, based on the 2023 version of the zoning resolution under Section 8.5 Conditional Uses, Conditions of Approval, in granting any conditional use, the Board of Zoning Appeals may require the following items to protect the general health, safety, and welfare of the community. A, increased landscaping requirements. B, screening between proposed conditional use and adjacent property and or roadway. C, the location of parking areas. D, hours and or days of operation. E, lighting locations, source, intensity, and areas to be illuminated. The point I am trying to make is that the BZA does not appear to have been granted authority to require additional setbacks or any of the other things you just mentioned.
Yeah. Eric, I'll defer to you on that.
Yeah.
No, you don't need it. You don't need it. You don't need it. Does the
We're sure the BZA can.
They can.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have done it otherwise.
Okay.
And I want to make sure we have your email, so will you make sure Eric has it so we, because I can't imagine our website is wrong, yeah. But if it is.
John has emailed the township, so I'm sure it's
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Finally, in the process of adopting the data center text amendment, certain actions taken by the Planning Commission and the Board of Trustees appear to have left the text amendment vulnerable to legal challenge and the possibility of the text amendment being repealed. Therefore, I respectfully ask you to consider rescinding the data center text amendment and, if you feel necessary, commence with an open process that attempts to include citizen input and fully meets the requirements of the Ohio Revised Code. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, John.
And Eric, would you play, and maybe some of the conditions that both Diane and John spoke about, you know, that the BZA has historically put in the past. You know, I don't know if you would like an email or if that's something best shared on our website, but where would you like to see that information? What's best for the general public to gather that?
Yeah, the BZA historically is able for conditional uses to look at things in great detail and work with that particular site. So it gives them a lot of authority to do what they need to do to protect the surrounding property owners.
What gives them the authority?
The conditional use.
Conditional use. So when I guess what, and John, I don't want to speak for you, so when like setbacks aren't spelled out in the zoning
right.
code, I guess he's questioning what gives them the authority to do setbacks.
Well, the conditional use process gives them the authority. So a conditional use means that a property, let's say, I'm just going to think of something. Let's say you're building a new school, just for a generic example. A school would be a conditional use in a certain zoning class, and so you look at that school as an individual item. Every school is unique. You look at if there's already a woods on two sides of it, you may need less landscaping. If there's open fields that are going to be developed someday, you're going to need more landscaping. So you can look at it as an individual, not as as opposed to, let's just say, straight commercial zoning, for example. They have a 50-foot front yard setback. That's vanilla. It's going to be the same every time. Conditional use looks at, is it cut in half by Swan Creek? Does it have hills on it? Does it already have trees? Is there no trees? And you can basically work with that applicant and make it so it fits into the neighborhood. So it gives a lot more authority to deal with individual situations as opposed to general commercial or industrial zoning, which is very cookie cutter. If you meet those basic requirements of commercial or industrial zoning, you're in. You don't. There's not a lot of feedback on our end, so it's more individualized.
Does that give you a help?
Well, it doesn't make me feel any better.
No.
Because you have mega corporations that have lawyers that will pick this thing apart.
Yeah.
And if it's not spelled out, then there were five things on the zoning regulations that say the Board of Zoning Appeals has the ability to do. Yeah. And if they're not on there, the lawyers are going to tear it apart.
Christina Egan.
I am Christina Egan. I'm at 9743 Ramrod. I wanted to speak today because I've come to several meetings over the last few months, and I've been very receptive to the feedback that you guys have been giving us. Some of those have been reaching out to Maumee. Myself and other community members have reached out to Maumee Council, the mayor, and we've had discussions with them. Barb, I'm going to call you out for a minute, but all three of you have responded to my emails. I appreciate your responses very much. My question to you in one of the emails was, why a moratorium for Lucas County? And one of the things I asked of you is, has our trustee, can you please represent us, go to the county, see if that's possible? And I don't know if you guys know, I'm pretty sure most of you do, Pete Gerken, who is one of the county members, commissioners, thank you, has come forward and talked about a 90-day moratorium. As far as I know, there's nothing in motion, but I'm glad that we're at least having that discussion. So if you have any help with that, thank you. I appreciate it. I personally have emailed Lucas County Commissioners, all three of them. I have supported the 90 days, and I've outlined my reasons why I feel we need a moratorium. I do feel like we need it for a longer length of time because it is such fast technology. It changes by the hour, literally. And I know you all know it because we're sharing all the information that we're learning every single day. We've also talked about reaching out to Josh Williams. regarding the annexation and the zoning, and we've also been in discussions with them. So we've had...
You get an annexation change? Wow.
We're in discussion, so I want to thank all three of you for your resources, because we're having discussions, and I think that that's
thank
what
you.
All of us have been asking for and wanting, and we're doing it. I know it's already been mentioned, but I was not here on the 15th. I was looking at the audio. The audio is missing. Do we have any idea about a timeline when that may be?
As soon as possible. I mean, as Kathleen said, maybe just a conversion from the end of the year to the new year.
Okay.
Right. We want it up there. We want our zoning resolution to be correct. If it's not, we're going to get it correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. That's all I have for speakers. So we're going to try to be consistent about our speaking. Consistency is important for those lawyers. So the plan going forward would be that you speak and then the board would address. We have Chuck in session, so he addresses during. Is there anything you want to do? We're not going to do that anymore, Chuck. I'm not going to let
no.
you do it. Is there anything you want to say right now after all of this?
I just appreciate everybody being so informed and voiceful. We wouldn't be able to do anything without the input you guys are giving us. We need to know where everybody stands. We need to know what you know, and hopefully we can let you know what we know, which right now for me is not a lot. Sorry.
No, and I would just like to, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Debbie and welcome her to the Board of Trustees, and looking forward to working with her for the next period of time. I've said before, Monclova is growing, and with growth comes challenges. And I'd rather have growing pains than shrinking pains, which a couple other, one of our neighboring townships is having. There's a couple of townships that are struggling both financially and with resources and populace, everything else. So, those are different challenges. But I'd rather have the growth challenges. And like I said, I'm not opposed to a moratorium. I'm opposed to annexation. So, if we can come to some type of agreement, either legally or contractually with the city of Maumee, that makes our path a lot clearer here. And believe me, I've heard all of you. I've listened. I think I called out of town for a family emergency a couple of weeks ago, and I apologize for not being here at the meeting. But I think I've answered all the emails, and if I haven't, I apologize. But I will speak for Barbara. I think we take all of your concerns to heart. We live here too. Like I said, my mother lives in Waterside. I have friends in Waterside. My sister and her family lives in Renwood off of 20A. We live here too, and I plan on living here longer. Whoever the good Lord's got for me. I'm not going anywhere. So we hear you, but we're walking kind of a fine line, and it's a balancing act. And I wish we could say, hey, yeah, here's what we're going to do, but, I've told some people we're playing poker here. We've got a pair of threes. So it's not a strong hand. So we have to bluff the best we can. We have to protect ourselves the best we can through conditional uses and updating our zoning code. If there's some, thank you for pointing out to us that the website's not current. There's things that, we get ingrained and we don't look at it every, we kind of take it for granted. So if there's things out there, it's just, and send us an email. Or if you see me at Churchill's or Meyer or, a neighboring water hole or out on the pickleball courts this summer, pull me aside and talk to me. I play pickleball on Saturday and Sunday mornings out here in Keener. When we go bike riding afterwards and with some friends and who all live in Waterside and Clearwater. So, don't be afraid to approach me. And if I don't have an answer, I will tell you, I don't know. I'm not afraid to say it. I don't know. And except because we do work for you, Diane. So, thank you.
Yeah.
yeah, we thank you for being here. We thank you for your input. We are making improvements based on your input. I've already said this. I can assure you again, it hasn't seemed to click quite yet. We are working for you. We are looking at every strategy that is possible. We're working on a list of conditions. We're doing all the work we should be doing. Can we broadcast that? Not all the time. So we're working. We're going to make sure that Monclova stays as great as Monclova is.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things our zoning administrator is working on right now is, you know, diesel generators. Can we prohibit them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and say, hey, even for residential, it's like,
they're
I don't want my neighbor,
you
know, it's just, if you get natural gas, use a natural gas generator, quieter and cleaner. And we got tons of it. So of incorporating that into our zoning code and just some teeth, some little things that we can, as we're moving along, even that data center related, but are coming to the forefront through all of these discussions.
Nuclear power plants and power plants in the township.
Right. We're listening to experts.
No, that's the thing with building height in the conditional use. You can say, you know, no building over X. And that building height includes smokestacks, you know, and noise resolutions and wastewater runoff, all of those things.
Lighting is a big thing.
Yeah.
We need to go to executive session. If you guys want to stay after executive session, Chuck will come out and talk some more.
Yes, I will.
Chuck under the bus.
Yes, I will. We don't expect the session to last more than 10 minutes. Probably.
10 minutes? So if you want to stay, we'll come out. In the meantime, I move to go to executive session.
Thank you all.
Yes, sorry. We are returning from executive session at about 7 o'clock. I make a motion to return from executive session.
Return to general session from executive session.
And return to general session.
Second.
Seconded by Herschel. On the motion, Lox?
Yes.
Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
We have no action items at this time.
Okay, we don't.
Now make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Seconded by Lang. On the motion, Lang?
Yes.
Herschel?
Yes.
Lox?
Yes.